morning to everyone. Today we will see about Codex Alimentarius. Codex Alimentarius, it's not a food act. It is a book of food. And it is a collection of internationally recognized standards, codes of practice, guidelines, and other recommendations relating to foods and food production and food safety. And its name was derived from Codex Alimentarius Austericus. The book itself, it has internationally recognized codes for food products, for the industries and the manufacturers can analyze their food by the Codex Alimentarius. And its body established by the FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization, in November 1961. Its main office located in Rome, and it was financed by the FAO. At presently, it covers 98% of world population. The Codex observers are 215, 49 intergovernmental organization, 150 non-governmental organization, and 16 United Nations organizations. And it covers all foods, whether processed or semi-processed or raw. It covers all the food materials. And it also covers how to food labeling and food hygiene, food additives, and which amount of pesticides should be contained in a food article. And the procedure for assessing the food safety derived from modern biotechnology. And it's essential for the governmental import and export inspection and certification system for foods. And it was published in Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Spanish, and Russian language. And it not all texts are available in all languages. And its general text contains food labeling, like general standards, guidelines on nutrition labeling, guidelines on labeling claims, food additives like general standard including authorized uses, specifications for food grade and chemicals. Contaminants in foods like general standards, tolerance for specific contaminants including radionuclides, aflatoxins and other mycotoxins and metallotoxins, and pesticides and veterinary chemical residues in foods, maximum or minimal residue limits. And it also consists of risk assessment procedures for determining the safety of food derived from biotechnology, like DNA modified plants, DNA modified microorganisms, allergens, and food hygiene, like general principles, codes of hygiene practice in specific industries or food handling establishments, guidelines for the uses of hazard analysis and critical control point, like HACCP system, methods of analysis and sampling. And it gives a specific standards for meat products like fish, frozen, fresh, processed meats and poultries, and fish and fishery products, marine, freshwater and aquaculture, milk and milk products, foods for special dietary uses including infant formula and baby foods, fresh and processed vegetables, fruits and fruit juices, cereals and derived products, dried legumes, fats and oil derived products such as margarine, miscellaneous food products like chocolate, sugar, honey, mineral water, bakery, etc. This book contains all the specific standards for all food products. If manufacturer need a approval for his produce, he just go through the Codex Alimentarius and accept all guidelines in that. World Trade Organization WTO set up in 1995 divided to use codex as reference standards for world food trade. No food is nutritious if it is not safe. By following the standards laid down by codex, alimentarious countries and individual business can help to ensure that the foods are safe and nutritious. Thank you.